Welcome to the Boom Bang Oh My Gosh Wow podcast, where authors and podcasters share their best advice with fellow authors and podcasters. I'm Pat Rulo, happy to share today's tip. Take a listen.
Hello, this is Carl J. Cox, author of Lost at CEO, and I just want to give you some of my advice that I've learned 1 year later after producing my book. So number one, to start with, try to have a big Zoom launch party. This is going to be a great way to be able to get your book to become a Amazon bestseller on day one. And when we did this process, we ended up actually becoming number one bestseller in 12 different categories. So we got everybody together to help make sure that they're going to buy the book basically in a 24-hour period. This is part of the trick, so to speak, on being able to do this. So do that process, have everybody all together, and then actually have a fun Zoom launch party. Well, we did actually, it was simultaneous. We did a Zoom launch party and we actually did an in-person party. We just happened to do it at a local Topgolf. That was a great event. But this is the thing. After that, okay, what happens next? Well, and if you are a self-published author, like the vast majority of people, there are nearly 4 million books, 4 million books per year that are produced now and published. That's about 11,000 per day. It's hard to compete. So if you think you build it and they'll come, that's very rare. And it's only typically when you have a publisher who's with you. So I strongly encourage you to keep bringing your book out to mine. Have it be out, be on podcast, be on every situation that you can get to help make sure that your book is going to be seen, promoted, and heard. Take pictures with your book on a consistent basis. But just because your book went out a year ago or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, there's some books that have been around for years. Angela Duckworth from Grit is still making money on her book nearly 10 years later after the original book. So the other way to look at this though is, once again, just it's not all about having a book that's publishing a whole lot. Your book that you end up creating is going to become the best business card in the world. It will truly give you a recognition. You'll become the author. I remember the first time I was at a charity event and I got addressed as the author, and it really was surreal for me because that's not how I considered myself, but now it was, and it makes you an expert in your topic. So have, first of all, have that big Zoom launch party to get excitement. Two, you're not done selling, communicating, recommending, sharing your book. You know, if you end up selling over, you know, 500 copies, that is extraordinary. The reality is, I've seen different data, but the top 90 percentile actually only sell about 100 if you include all the data from published and non-published authors, self-published authors. So do what you can, focus on that effort, don't lose heart, keep fighting the good fight. And if you've created a great work of art, people will connect. One other tip, I know I have a bunch of tips here, but I encourage you to keep your prices lower, especially the ebook. You know, the reality is most people are not going to make a living off of their book sales, but you can make a living off of people getting your book and buying your product and services. So we are one of the best things that I wish I did it a lot earlier is we dropped our ebook price down to 99 cents. And that has really helped our book sales significantly grow. And then combined with that, we've done some relatively inexpensive Amazon ads, and it helps increase it as well. Little major tip, nearly every single major publisher does Amazon ads. So I encourage you to go out and do that because, once again, it will help increase the sale of your books. And ideally, you can get way past that 250 or 500 or that books 1,000. And then for those who I know who have done really well, the real gold standard is 10,000 books. You get to 10,000 books and then it's out there and you're to the right amount of people that want to connect with it. I hope these tips have helped when it comes to releasing and getting your book out. I've learned a lot over this past year. If you want to connect with me, feel free to do that. I'll help give you some additional insights. I hope this has been wonderful. Thank you so much from the group here. It's been an honor to help, and I hope this business tip helps you marketing your book to have it be the best one to make a difference. But once again, don't just think about book sales. Think of how it's going to get you into new business opportunities. With that, have a great day.
Always so much to learn from our fellow authors and podcasters. So come back often. And if you would like to leave a tip, head over to speakuptalkradio.com, visit the link that says Boom Bang Podcast, and you can leave a message directly from your phone to our website. Until next time, happy writing and happy casting. Brought to you by Speak Up Talk Radio, home of the Firebird Book Awards and the Positive Change Podcast Awards.